How do you like it down at Southern, man? It ain't about the record. I know y'all have struggled this year, but it's your first year there. You're trying to build something. Talk about what life has been like for you coaching in HBCU down there.
It's been good on the Bluff, man. Great reception. For me, I'm home, obviously being a Louisiana native. Just the energy around the program. I'm going to say this because I always keep up with Southern, LSU, Grambling, you know, Tulane. I always keep up with football in the state. And being here, it just feels good. I've been on this campus so many times, and it's just so much history around it. But in the football sense, it's kind of been lacking a little bit, and I kind of feel it picking back up.
What made you decide to go into coaching? I mean, I've seen you. You've done great work on television. We know you know your football backwards and forwards. Your credentials are not to be questioned. You're one of the great ones, okay? But what makes a player decide to be a coach? Speak to that for a second.
Well, first, I have to thank Coach Prime for that, man. I've worked with him for 13 years, and that's all he kept telling me. He was like, you got to coach. You got to get into coaching. Just come see it. Come be around it. Because when I got out of football, I was like, all right, it's done. It's over. I want to be a businessman. I want to do TV. You know, when you get into that content producing, you just fall in love with it. And when you get away from the game, it's kind of hard to reel us back in. But I just spent a little time around the program. And then he offered me an opportunity to come up there and coach running backs. And then once you get in it, it's like, oh, okay, I know what this is about. And then I started to see the landscape of football right now and where it is, and that a lot of the schools like a Southern, they weren't getting quality coaching. You know, it was just like, it was the retreads, the HBCUs, and then, you know, Deion mentored me through this whole process. We had to reflect back on his time at Jackson State, and I feel like that gave him the foundation he needed to be able to take on this thing called being a head coach. And we've been coached so much. We understand what it means to take and receive good coaching. And so when you decide to go into it, you have to have the ability and the thought process that you're going to impact lives. Yes, it's about winning and losses. It's about wins and losses. But you're really impacting lives. And I felt like I couldn't do any better work in the path that I was in, that in this arena of life, making sure that these young men have the resources to be not just good players on the field, but good players in life. I just felt indebted. So much was done for me to be who I am today that I want to give this back. And there's no greater place to start than Southern University.